You're listening to That's the Tea with Alessandra G. It's the best kind of gossip on demand every week. Girl talk, no filter. Here's your sis, Alessandra G.
It's That's the Tea with Alessandra G. I'm your host, and welcome back to a brand new segment of Reality Chat. Today we have Amanda Stanton from The Bachelor and Bachelor in Paradise, and we're catching up with her about life after reality TV. Is she dating anyone? Who does she keep in contact with from the franchise? And what does she think about Peter ending up with Kelly? Find out the answers to all of those questions and more. This is Reality Chat.
Reality Chat. Exclusive updates and interviews with Alessandra G.
Hi, Amanda. How are you doing today?
Hi, I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, you know, trying to get through the end of this corona mess. I hope the end is near. How have you been holding up with, you know, the pandemic and everything that comes with that mess?
I've been good. I feel like I've had ups and downs, as I'm sure many people have. But yeah, I mean, it's a hard time. I'm just trying to get through it and stay positive.
Yeah, that's good to hear. That's the best way I think we all can get through it, is just staying positive and thinking about, you know, going back to normal or a new normal sometime soon, because, you know, what else is there to get through this? But how have your kids been holding up? Because I know it's really hard for the little ones. They can't see their friends as much. And, you know, it can be rough. But are they doing okay?
The kids are doing good. I feel like, you know, they don't fully grasp everything that's going on. They understand, but they're so adaptable to where, like, this is just their new normal. But I think I feel worse for them just because they're not in school, they're not seeing their friends, there's no summer camp. So it's like, I feel so bad for them as kids that they aren't getting to experience those things right now. But they're doing good. They're also, you know, staying positive and finding new ways to stay entertained.
Yeah, I see them on Instagram all the time. They're getting styled up. They're going to be like little models. So it's cool. I feel like they definitely already have an online presence. So, you know, I would be surprised if in a few years they weren't like becoming influencers and social media gurus. So they're probably thinking about that in the back of their head too.
It's so funny because I've never really been one to like force them or encourage them to do anything like that. And honestly, the last couple years, they've hated taking pictures. They don't like when I dress them. And I don't know what it's been. Like the last couple months, they've like been super into it. And so it's cute. It's fun.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome to hear. I know I would have way too much fun doing the same thing. I just want to hear like what they think about the coronavirus and just like all that stuff, because they don't get it. And hearing their thoughts, it just makes me feel better, because I'm like, damn, I wish I didn't know anything about this. And I was as naive as I was when I was 5 or 6.
Totally. And it's so funny, but like, it's actually a great thing for them to look back on one day, is what I think of. And even now, like, Kinz and Char love looking back at videos of them, like even a year ago or 2 years ago or from when they were babies. It's like they have all these pictures and videos of them to look back on. And I don't know, I mean, I have some stuff from when I was a kid, but now you kind of document everything. And so it's fun for them to get to see that.
Yeah, it's so lucky. I always think about that too, because, you know, if I want to watch a video from when I was like 5, I'm going to have to, like, I don't even know, go to like a VHS place, pop in the thing.
Yeah.
Like you got to sit on like the uncomfortable living room couch that you can't go in because your mom's like, don't sit on that. And then you're playing it back and it's like shitty quality. You can't hear anything. You're like, oh God, like it's a mess. Now it's like, let me airdrop you that video.
Exactly.
Damn, I wish I had that, because I want to see what I was like when I was like 6.
Yeah, exactly. So fun.
They're lucky now. So I look forward to that as well. But totally. After, you know, reality TV, what have you been doing to keep yourself busy? Because I know you were on The Bachelor when you were quite young. And how have things changed since you're not on reality TV right now? How have things changed since both The Bachelor and then Bachelor in Paradise wrapped?
So it's crazy because, so I was on it when I was 25. I just turned 30 in quarantine. But it's crazy because when you're on the show and during, you know, when it airs and even like a year or so afterwards, it's almost like the show kind of becomes your life. And now that I'm out of it, I'm sorry, my neighbors are always like hammering.
That's okay. It gives a little background noise. It just makes it more real.
Yeah, it's my alarm clock every day. But now that I'm off the show, I don't know, I've kind of enjoyed being out of it and kind of getting back into like a normal life. And I don't really watch the show, and not anything against the show. I love it. And it's given me so many opportunities. I just don't really watch TV in general. But just kind of like getting back to normal. And it's been nice. I started a clothing line. So that's been keeping me busy. And the kids are keeping me busy. And I don't know, life's good right now.
That's awesome. Can you open up a little bit more about that clothing line and what your goal is with that?
So I started the line last March. So March of 2019. So we just had our 1 year anniversary, but it was something I'd been working on for a long time. And honestly, ever since I've had kids, it's always been something I wanted to do. It's a woman's line, but we also make kids clothing so kids can match their parents, which is something I never thought I would do, but now I love it so much. But it's a lot of fun, and the girls also kind of help me with the design process. So it's something that they feel like they're involved in, and it's good. It's fun.
That's so sweet. I know that Dina from Jersey Shore does something similar with the clothing line where the kids can match their parents, and she has a son. So that's very cute. Maybe a future collaboration, because I know she only has a son, but you know, the matching is adorable. I think that's such a great idea and I love seeing it. But I know you mentioned you don't really watch the show, which honestly, I don't blame you. I find that with a lot of people that were on a show, they're kind of like, yeah, I know what it's about. I saw the behind the scenes. I know that it's all edited anyway, and I'm kind of done. I'm over it. And I don't blame them. But did you tune in for any of Peter's season?
So here's the thing. Like, I don't watch it. And that's so true. It's like, once you see the behind the scenes and how everything works, I don't know. It's hard for me to get into it the way I think I would have if I hadn't experienced it. But I still keep up with the show to some extent. Like, social media, I always hear about stuff, Twitter. So I'll read the tweets. And so even though I'm not watching, I feel like I always have a pretty good general idea of what's going on.
Gotcha. So I'm guessing now you know that he's with Kelly, who actually didn't even make it to hometown dates. What do you think about that? Because I know going through the show, you went to hometowns with Ben and you experienced that. How would you have felt if you didn't go to hometowns and then the show wrapped and he was like, hey, I want to try this out with you? Because personally, I think I would have said no. Like, if you didn't see a future with me then, like, why are you changing your mind after you went through the top two? And now it's like, oh, here we go. But it seems to be working out for them. So I'm interested to hear, you know, your take on that.
So I agree with you. Personally, I wouldn't be able to do it. I would say no. But I also think it takes like a very strong person to be able to say yes and give it a chance. And it seems like they're very happy. I actually met Kelly back in December in Miami, and she was so sweet. So this was after they had filmed the show, but before it started airing. And so she wasn't with Peter, I think, at this point. I mean, I don't know the timeline of things, but he was with whoever he had picked from his season. I loved her. I thought she was really sweet. She seems very confident. And like I said, I think it takes a very like strong and confident person to be able to give that a shot. So I'm happy for them. And I also know that when you're on the show, you're living in a bubble and you're not living in reality. And I think sometimes people do probably pick somebody and that in real life it wouldn't work. And I mean, I've done that. You know, I ended up with somebody who I fell in love with on the show, and in real life, like, it just didn't work. And so it's good, I think, that they're dating in the real world and it seems to be working for them. So it makes sense.
Yeah, I agree. Honestly, when I thought about it, I was thinking, absolutely no way would I do that. But hearing your perspective and kind of thinking about that even in the past a little bit, and hearing the two of them speak, they said, like, listen, when you're on the show, you don't get to spend as much time together. You don't do real things like you would do in the real world. And the show kind of plays a part in who they want to see go further than others. Let's just keep it at that. So I kind of get where they're coming from, and I really do hope it works out. I just think it's a total whirlwind of a story. And just seeing the tweets, like you said, is hilarious, especially Barb's take on the whole thing. I think Barb's more happy than the two of them.
Yeah, Peter seems happy. Kelly's happy. Barb's happy. So I'm happy for them.
Yeah, exactly.
It all worked out, I think, for everybody, which is always good.
Yeah, exactly. It's so funny, but I'm glad it worked out the way it did. I hope it stays the same and that they find long-term success. I was really rooting for Peter and Maddie, but hey, it's okay. My dreams are crushed. Hopefully his continue on. So speaking of the show, like you said, your relationship ended from Bachelor in Paradise. Have you been dating or trying to date since that wrapped, or are you kind of just taking time to yourself and focusing on the business and the kids at this point?
So I just keep my dating like life private now. I feel like I went through a good period of time where I was like, okay, I'm just going to not focus on dating and just focus on my business and myself. And I always feel like that's kind of when you end up meeting someone. I've never really been the type, other than going on the show, obviously, to really be like searching for it. But I've definitely dated. I like to keep things a little more private these days. It seems to work out better for me.
Yeah, I do not blame you whatsoever, because I know everyone on social media has to have a comment and an opinion in on people they don't even know. So it can get quite frustrating. And I do think that can drive a wedge in some relationships. So
totally. Good
for you. I'm glad to hear that you've been trying things out again. I'd love to see you happy and find someone that you really mesh with, and that the kids like and enjoy spending time with, because I really was rooting for you and everyone that I thought that you would end up with. And then when it didn't work out, I was like, damn, this girl really deserves love, man. Like, this isn't fair.
Oh, thank you. That's so sweet. I know, it's so funny too, because it's so hard to tell on social media. Like, you know, I think in the past, like, everything's looked so great on social media. And that goes for anyone on reality TV and on The Bachelor, or just in general in real life. It's like, you don't really know what's going on. And I think too, like you said, there's a lot of pressure when you're in a public relationship just to stay together. It's like, you don't want to feel like a failure if your relationship doesn't work out. And that's kind of a stigma that I don't like, because I was in a relationship, we broke up a little over a year ago. And it's like, it's okay to date and break up. It's okay if things don't work out, you know? But I feel like there is a thing where people kind of shame you for it. And that's why I hesitate to like make anything public these days. But we'll see. We'll see. Maybe eventually.
Okay. Yeah. You know, you never know, but I get what you're saying. And I hate to see it, because sometimes things really just don't work out, and there's not more of a story than it just didn't work out. And people are like, he cheated. Yeah. He must have done this. I read this online. Oh my God. I heard this. It's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah. The only two people that know what happened and that I would trust are the two involved. So seeing that, like, Cynthia Marie on Twitter said that he cheated, like, who is she? She's not involved. So I don't know. It's just a funny world.
It is. People always want to pick sides or blame someone. And like you said, sometimes things just don't work and it's okay. But I think having a more private dating life has been good for me.
Yeah. Good for you. And speaking of dating, would you ever do like a reality TV show again, or like a specific dating show? Or would you be more open to reality TV in general, but not when it comes to dating?
It depends like what the show was. I mean, I'm definitely done with the Bachelor franchise. Nothing against him. I just feel like I'm, you know, past that now. But I don't know. For a while, I was like, I would never go back on reality TV. Now, I don't know. It would just depend on what it was. I'd be open to it if I were single.
Gotcha. Because, yeah, there are a lot of crazy shows popping up that I know people are always pitching on Twitter, different contestants from the Bachelor franchise. And I always like to see if people would be open to doing a show again, even if it was something as dumb as like, you know, The Floor is Lava or Wipeout or something, you know. Or sometimes people are just like, I don't want to be seeing my face on TV ever again. I'm done. Thank you. Next. Forget it. So it's interesting to hear.
Yeah, you could ask me that same question tomorrow and I could give you a totally different answer. Most of the time I say, no, I'm done. And then there's some days where I'm like, well, maybe. It depends what it was. Maybe there'd be something, but I don't know. I'm indifferent.
Yeah, no, I totally feel you. And I think that, you know, when you were talking, you're like, I think I'm just like over it. I don't want to do reality TV anymore. The person that I thought would say the same thing, and then turns out, wow, now she's the Bachelorette, is Claire Crawley. I definitely thought she would be done after what happened with Juan Pablo. And then she tried Bachelor in Paradise. And then she was talking to raccoons. And I was like, there's no way this girl's coming back. And now she's the Bachelorette. What do you think about their choice there?
I don't know, Claire. We have like some mutual friends. But honestly, I am so excited for her season. I think it's so exciting that, you know, she's coming back and getting another shot. And I also think, you know, she's been through this before multiple times. And I think she knows what she wants and what she doesn't want. And I think she's a very strong woman. And so I think it'll be a really good season. So I hope she gets a good guy.
Yeah, me too. I really hope that it works out, because after all the mess that happened to her, the poor girl, she deserves it. And I hope no one's trying to play with her, because I know she's not going to take any BS. And she kind of reminds me in that way of like Hannah Brown, because I know Hannah, she called it out as it was. She was like, nah, you're out of here. So I feel like Claire is going to do the same thing. And I'm pretty happy about that. I'm excited to see. I know they're filming it all in California, so that'll be different. But I think it'll be good. A little bit more focused on the love and less on the travel, which can definitely play a part in like the honeymoon phase, which I'm sure you know. But I think it'll be good.
Yeah, and I think it's cool too, like, I mean, nowadays, not everybody, but there's people that go on the show, and I don't blame them, but it's like, you know, you're going to walk off with the following, and not that it's the wrong reasons. I mean, I'm sure people still want to find love, but somebody like Claire, like, she'd been off the show for so long. She was back to work, living her normal life. And so I think she was like surprised by all of this. I don't think she would have expected it. And so I think it's going to be like a very genuine season.
Yeah, I know. I was shocked because I was thinking of who they could pick. Because I know usually they're picking from like the top five or whatever from the past season. So I was like, okay, maybe Madison. Mm-hmm. Like everyone was going through their head with these, you know, contenders. And then bam, they picked Claire. It was like kind of, I was kind of proud of the franchise because it was unpredictable. And it's different. So I love that they're doing that. And now, of course, with Matt James as the first Black Bachelor, I think they're really going the right way with who they're choosing. And I'm excited for what's to come. I think they're going to be two good seasons coming up.
Yeah, I think so, too. I'm super excited for Matt also. So I'm going to have to, I mean, I'm definitely going to start watching again because like I said, I'm excited for Claire. I haven't watched recently, but I'm definitely going to watch Claire's season.
Okay, good to hear. I was going to ask because I know you were excited. Yeah. I was like, oh, I hope she's going to tune in.
Yeah.
I love also when the past contestants like go live or whatever on Instagram or like give their thoughts. So that would be interesting to see too.
Yeah. Yeah. I've seen some people do that. I'll maybe do a couple of those for Claire's.
Good, good. And speaking of the franchise, I know you said you don't know Claire, but who do you still keep in contact with either from your season or, you know, some of the girls you met from Bachelor in Paradise? Because I know you posted with Lauren pretty recently. So it's good to see that you guys still have a friendship there. But who else have you stayed in contact with?
So I've stayed in contact with pretty much everyone from my season. Like not all of us talk every day, but there is this like weird family bond that you create. Like even with people that were only on for, you know, a couple weeks, it's like you kind of experience this weird thing together. And I don't know, like I still feel like close with everyone from my season. It's like not weird if we don't talk for a couple months and then we catch up. But I'm still super close with the twins. I'm really close with Lauren. We text pretty much every day. And then not from my season, but I'm super close with Andy. So I have a lot of friends from the show, which is cool. I mean, that's one thing that you gain from it is a really good group of friends.
Yeah, for sure. That's great to hear. I know you and Andy have something in common, so I'm sure that's good to bond over here and there. But have you read Andy's book?
I did read it, yes, after the fact. So yeah, I've read it. And it's funny though, because like, I think a lot of people see our friendship and they're like, oh, they're friends because they were engaged to the same guy. And it's so funny because that's like really not, I mean, I guess that is how we first met, but sometimes I forget that's even how we met and I forget that we even like share that. We're just friends regardless. We don't ever really talk about it.
Yeah. No, I totally get it. No, exactly. Like I figured that because honestly, Andy was like one of my favorite bachelorettes because I also felt like she kind of had that no BS mentality. And it makes sense that you guys would connect. I think a lot of, I would say most of the franchise, from what I've heard, connect randomly over the smallest things or like dating someone in common or whatever it is. But that's not what the friendship is about, obviously. It's you have to make an initial connection, but then it's obviously a real friendship. You're not going to talk about Josh day and night. You know, that would be weird.
Yeah. Some people are like, oh my God, like I bet there are stories and I bet they sit around and talk about it. And I'm like, we actually never talk about it, but I guess we do have that in common.
Yeah. It's definitely something very specific to the Bachelor franchise that I'm sure certain people just will never get.
Totally.
But that's all right. I've been watching the show since I was like three. So I feel like I understand it more than the average viewer, I should say. But you never know. Let them babble on social media. I think it entertains them.
Sure.
But speaking of social media, I really want to ask you because I know you have so many followers and fans who love looking at your content and hyping you up. Obviously, they should. What are you using? Because I know people are dying to know to edit your photos because you have a very like specific aesthetic and I feel like it always looks perfect. And a lot of people are wondering for sure, you know, what does this girl do to edit? And, you know, you sent me a picture before of your laptop in your room. And I was like, that's better than anything I've ever posted in my life. So I want to know what is the secret?
That's so funny because I always see like these influencers that have these like really pretty feeds. And I feel like mine is not like that at all. But I mean, I do use a couple apps to edit. So I love Lightroom is a really good one to like brighten your photos and stuff. And then I use one, it's actually created by an influencer and everybody needs to download this app because it is a game changer. But it's called Tezza and she just has like the best, coolest filters. It'll give your pictures like that vintagey look, which I like. But that's pretty much all I really use to like edit. But thank you for the compliment.
Wow. No, of course. They'll love to hear it. I have Lightroom. I use VSCO X and I have heard about Tezza, but I haven't downloaded it. I mean, what do I have to edit right now? I'm sitting doing nothing as most of us are, but I'm probably going to go to the beach soon. So I'm going to download that. Make sure to give you a shout out if it looks good.
Yes. Download it and let me know how you like it. It's really good. I love it.
It's apparently you said it's a game changer. So everyone listening, download that. But don't steal Amanda's aesthetic. I don't think you'll be able to, but you know, don't try it.
The one that I use, the filter that I use on hers is called Mood.
Gotcha. Okay. Noted. Noted. Yeah. But I know you say you don't watch reality TV. You said you don't watch TV. So do you watch any series or like, are you just like, I'll watch a movie randomly here and there?
So as of like quarantine, I've been watching a lot of rom-coms, like all the old Adam Sandler movies, just like going back into that because I felt like I just need like something happy to watch. But I love Friends. I've rewatched Friends probably a million times. But the one thing that I'm obsessed with is true crime. So like a true crime documentary or like any documentary, actually, I will watch. So I'm a big documentary girl.
No way. Me too. And I think that It's getting kind of creepy because in the past, like if I said, oh, I like true crime, someone was like, oh my God, that's so scary. Like, why would you watch that? It's like red flag. But now it's like everyone's kind of coming out of the woodwork being like, hey, I like true crime. And we're all like, okay, yeah, we're not murderers. We really enjoy watching it. Like, it's okay.
Yeah.
But definitely a plug. You should check out Kendall Ray on YouTube. You know, I watch documentaries. I watch like any of those true crime shows. I'm telling you, this girl deserves her own show. I mean, she has definitely over a million subscribers now, but you know, she deserves more viewership. And if you love true crime, I love sending people her way because I think that there's a way that she tells a story that is unlike anything else I've ever seen. So it's really cool. And a lot of the proceeds from, you know, her videos and the ads go to charity, which I think is amazing. So if you're looking for something new, she's incredible. I highly recommend her.
Okay. I'm going to like go deep in the rabbit hole on her videos tonight.
Oh my God, you have to. And I found myself doing the same thing. And then I was like, I shouldn't have done that because now I have nothing to watch. She comes out with stuff like, I think it's every week or so, but yeah, you'll be good for a little while. But once you get through it, you're going to wish there was more. I'm telling you, it's great stuff.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. I'm excited about that.
Yeah, good stuff. All right. Well, thank you so much again for taking the time to chat with me. I'm glad we could talk about everything from, you know, your clothing line to Bachelor franchise, true crime. I think we covered all the bases. And now, of course, your fans know just exactly how you edit those amazing Instagram photos. So guys, go on and download those apps if you want a similar aesthetic or you're just looking to have a better feed because she's got the tips for us. Thank God. I know all of us could probably use them.
So sweet. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning into That's the Tea with Alessandra G. Huge thank you and shout out to Amanda for coming on and chatting with me about true crime and, you know, those Instagram hacks. Be sure to check out her clothing line because I promise you, you will be obsessed and I'm already going broke shopping on it. Don't tell anyone though. And also follow her on socials because her Instagram feed is fire. Did you not hear that part? More reality chats to come, so stay tuned. And as always, stay safe out there, friends, and wash your damn hands.